This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Yeah, never lose sight of that, can we, folks? Where we live, we got it good. Aaron Timmons, right on. How are you? Welcome to another hour. What's on your mind? Scott Hennon here. As we begin another hour, Todd, the radio guy, Mitchell is here, and Kevin Flynn as well. And don't forget, super producer Chris Larson, too. I will not be here tomorrow through Friday, off to New York City, the trip we've been talking about for some time. Looking forward to that. Then you know what the next trip is after this one? Starts with an N, ends with a Y.
I was going to say Naples.
Norway!
Norway!
Yeah. Naples.
Somewhere warm. I don't
that
know.
That sounds pretty Naples-y of you to say that.
Yeah. Naples-y.
Come on.
No, that does
end in Y in certain
ways. Can we get a beach somewhere here, Hennon, for God's sakes? Come on.
We're doing a little family trip to Florida over Christmas, actually, just after Christmas. So, get a little beach in there. Looking forward to that, too. All right, let me tell you about our friends at PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience, bring you the shower of what's on your mind. You tell them Scott sent you for Swedish meatballs today in Glendon and NP Avenue downtown Fargo. Chicken fried steak, chicken fried steak, 12th Avenue and I-29, tater tot hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, scalloped potatoes and ham or beef tips and gravy if you exit off I-94, exit 292 in Valley City today. PetroServe USA, you tell them Scott sent you. All right, question on the table today. We have another hour to go at it today. If you're a first-time caller, get you a Let's Go Brandon shirt today from NodakTees.com. NodakTees.com. And we love our first-time callers. We're talking about just ways that we can look forward on the program. And by that, I mean, just get you to think a little bit about if, as we wrap up 2021, and you really would be nothing other than human if you don't see a lot of things that give you concern, give you pause. We can't change that. We can continue to speak with a voice of reason towards those, and we will. I am simply asking for those folks who've sort of opted out, that are of the opinion that, okay, I'm in the corner, I'm swinging for everything I believe in, I can't do it anymore, I'm tuning everything out, I'm opting out of this conversation. My question is, what would bring you back into the conversation? How can you use that energy of, oh, I can't, I got to shut it off, into saying, hey, I'm going to be part of a solution? part of a positive change. And maybe it's things that are, you know, not your typical talk radio topics that would just allow you to be part of the conversation. What do you not hear from what's on your mind that you want to hear? Probably the simplest way to say it. And bring you back into the conversation. All right? Does that make sense, guys? Would you say it a different way? Kevin, Todd?
Yeah. Fine.
Okay. But there wasn't real enthusiastic.
Yeah, fine.
You know, Kevin just kind of...
I'm going with it.
Nailed it in there with that.
Yeah. Good.
Todd?
Another North Dakota nice attitude, I guess.
Great text today on these topics. Keep those going here today on the program. Hey, Scott, please get Dr. Ted Fogarty on. Todd has this amazing person on every Tuesday, and I never miss listening. I listen to your program every day, both morning and evening. So there's someone that's not opting out. There's someone that's leaning in. And Dr. Ted Fogarty is a great resource. He is. We've had him on the program before. It's been some time. I recall we talked about hyperbaric oxygen treatment with Dr. Ted before. Texture says, please wear the Let's Go Brandon t-shirts. Okay?
All right.
So far, nobody said no. You expressed some caution, Kevin, that somehow we might get canceled from Fox News from wearing them.
I want you made the trip to New York. You're going to be out with Janice Dean. That's all happening. I don't want that to get messed up in any way. So if I was your tour, I would say, well, guy, that might be a reason for them not to put us on. So that's what I'm saying. I want you to wear them, absolutely. But I also want you to be on with Janice Dean. So saying they might find it funny. They might say, oh, no. Not doing that. I don't know. Who knows with Foxy's?
Texas says a lot of people are looking forward to the midterm elections next year, expecting a blowout. As long as mass mail-in balloting, elimination of signature matching, ballot curing, and unsecured drop boxes exist, conservatives may never win a majority again, says Adam. I think a lot of people were watching the Virginia gubernatorial race with that very thought in mind. I think one thing we need to take very seriously is have enough of us watching.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the COVID era rules are, and this is why I think the Supreme Court complaint that has been drafted, we'll have to see how many attorneys general decide to take it to the Supreme Court, would be wonderful because, you know, it will expose the things that were done. But many of those things were done as one-time one-offs because of the pandemic.
Right.
So, you know, again, the...
Can't use that again.
Custody ballots and whatnot. Right.
Chain of custody.
Exactly right. Yep. So there's a good example of something looking forward. Where do you draw a line? Do we have enough people watching? All of those things. And a lot of this ends up in the Republican Party. The Trump campaign didn't have anywhere near enough legal beagles in these key states. Because if they had, there would have been alarms sounding well before that. Well, I think there again, you learn your lesson, right?
Right.
You say we're never going to do that again. So,
yep.
All good points on the part of Adam, but also part of what we're talking about here and how you look forward. 2580550, 800-228-0550. Whatever's on your mind today, have at it. My question of the day is, what do you not hear from what's on your mind that you want to hear? Texture says, can we talk about the crappy winter drivers who insisted they had to drive yesterday and ended up becoming hazards on the road by driving 25 miles per hour or blocking the left lane, driving 40 miles an hour slower than real North Dakotans. They should all remain off the roads so good drivers don't have to deal with them as added hazards.
Oh, don't even get me started on this. We don't have enough time. Oh.
Most of what we've seen so far in winter that's been upon us in this most recent weekend event. Todd, how'd you guys fare out west? Most of that was a Red River Valley thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, Eastern. I mean, we ended up with, yeah, give or take 2 inches, but and it was pretty windy. But, yeah, you guys definitely got the worst of it on this one.
And most of us would look at those conditions and say, well, okay, that is what we call winter.
Yeah.
And but I do think if you are new to winter weather driving, I have to agree with this texter in the sense that no travel advised.
Yes.
If you're not used to driving in winter weather, period. Stay off the roads because you're going to be a hazard to yourself and to others. And we did talk to Captain Brian Ewan, who's the commander of the Fargo District Southeast Quadrant, and he said dozens and dozens of vehicles stranded. Now, most of them before they closed the interstate, but, you know, if you're driving along and all of a sudden, boom, it hits and you're between Fargo and Grand Forks, I get it. You know, not much you can do. But I think of law enforcement risking their lives to get all those folks out of there. Also told us stories about people going around the barricades. Hello? How dumb can you be?
Oh, all the time, every year.
To go around.
Go around, go in the ditch.
You're right, Kevin, every year. And you wonder why.
Every year.
Why do we have those things?
Not wise. Not wise. All right, back to your calls, questions, and comments. Joe in Mandan when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't forget, we're brought to you by MyPillow today. 40% off right now. The slippers, the moccasins, that is a great deal, folks. Perfect Christmas gift. No supply chain to worry about. American made. They're right here. Call 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com, or MyStore.com. Promo code Scott gets you the good deal. More after this.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck. Right here, right now. Is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about. And they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away.
work is wrapping up, good time to get something scheduled in the way of preventative maintenance on your diesel vehicles, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, and tractors. Our friend CJ and the team at DAC Diesel can hook you up. They're booking out a few weeks now, so good idea to get in the queue. Call them at 258-5011. Find out more about 4-Plus Additive, super clean anti-gel turbo cleaner as well. A product that is just rave reviews out there about it, mostly in how much it can save you in major engine repair. They're in Bismarck, dealers all throughout the state with the 4-Plus Additive at DAC Diesel. More online at DACDiesel.com or call them 258-5011, 258-5011. Joe and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Lay it on me, Joe.
Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I just had a question about, if I'm not mistaken, that defense bill that's been and the government spending bill that's been kicked out to be voted on in February, I believe. Is that the bill that has the provision for our young women to be drafted or to apply for selective service? Am I mistaken in that, or is that the one?
The only one I know of military-wise right now is the NDAA, they call it, National Defense Authorization Act. Did they vote that out yet, though? Not sure they did. They're coming back this week. But I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
So there is a provision in that defense spending bill, if I'm not mistaken, that would require our young ladies to apply for selective service for the draft, just like our young men have to at the age of 18. I just wanted to say a few words, and I'm going to try to lay some heat on Kevin Cramer and Hoban to try to get rid of that, because that is one of the worst things I've ever heard of in a long time besides abortion. Complete breakdown in Western principles and Christian principles and how we treat our young ladies. And I'm a father of four daughters myself that are young right now. And I have to say, I despise that provision to such a degree that if it ever came to pass that my young daughters would be drafted when they come of age, I would rather choose poverty and fling with them to another country than ever have them serve in our military or be drafted against their will. They have no business being there. No country, no civilized country has ever required the young ladies to do such a thing. It's horrible.
I just found something that you are right. In the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act, for the first time in history, there was a provision. Now, sometimes these things change. There's different amendments that I don't know. But this was as of the end of November, so in the last couple of weeks here. For the first time in history, women may be on the cusp of being included in future U.S. military drafts. When they return from the Thanksgiving recess, they'll be working on overtime to approve the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act, a must-pass national security package. Includes an amendment that would require women ages 18 to 25 to register for the selective service alongside men. Now, what I don't know is whether that is... yet been voted on, or whether that provision survived. But you mentioned Senator Cramer. He's going to join us later this week to discuss the town hall.
I can call in and talk to him about that. I will. But if he or Hoven or anybody votes for that, they're done to me. They're done. I'm never, ever voting for them again. And there's nothing redeemable about that. That's a travesty.
And it has not been voted on yet.
Not yet. No.
They're continuing to.
Everybody out there to put their two cents in and make some noise if they oppose that, because I don't have enough derogatory things to say about that or any individual who would promote that.
Tell you what we'll do. We'll add that to our list when we do catch up with Senator Cramer and Senator Hoven, both on fairly regularly, so we'll ask them about it. Senator Cramer's on the Armed Services Committee, and, of course, Senator Hoven is on the Appropriations Committee, Military Appropriations Committee, so both have a fair amount of sway in that department, so we'll add that to the list, Joe. Appreciate the call. I've not heard anything about it until you called. Hadn't heard a darn thing about it.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Emailer sent us a note, photo of her son and Bob Dole back in 2000. How about that? Bob Dole passed away over the weekend at 98 years of age. And I interviewed Bob Dole many, many times over the years. Always enjoyed our conversations. He always had that Midwestern Kansas nice. I was most impressed with Bob Dole when, well into his late 80s, he would come to the World War II Memorial that he helped to get created. He raised a ton of money for that. Very instrumental in the World War II Memorial being built. And he was not exactly in great health then, but he would come and he would stand and take pictures with World War II veterans that were visiting the memorial. Incredible. And he, I forget the day or time or whatever, but he, every week he was there, and he loved taking pictures with people. I remember taking literally, you know, 50, 60 clicks of Bob Dole and the veterans, who as a fellow World War II veteran really appreciated that support. Pretty amazing. Colin Powell did that too, actually. He would come quite often and stand there with them.
Very cool.
There's a measure of the man there when folks do stuff like that, you know?
Well, when you think about Bob Dole and what he did, he shouldn't have survived Italy. And the war and the injuries he had is amazing. Really amazing story.
Texter says, Scott, this is from Gail in Fargo. Scott, this is no time to slow down. Stay in the conversation, be loud, be proud of who we are and what we stand for. The only way things will change is we the people change them. No time to put your head in the sand. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
You bet.
And I guess the conversation we're trying to spark today on the program is to say, if your head's in the sand, if you are of the opinion that there's not enough forward-looking conversation going on and too many things that worry you about the past that have you opting out, what will it take to get you back in the debate? That's kind of why we're having this conversation. What do you want to hear from us that you're not hearing on What's on Your Mind? I want to do this by addition, not by subtraction. I want more people to join the conversation. Texter says, continuing Obama's design-to-fail strategy against our nation and our people. That's why we get up every day and go to work. Texter says, regarding oil and gas, if I put pure gas in my vehicle, it gets 2 miles per gallon better mileage than it does on ethanol. Pencil that out. All right. There you go. Some random commentary today on the program. Clinton Bismarck wants to weigh in when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Your calls, your questions, comments, welcome. Call 258-0550.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include 320 acres of exceptional cropland in Lemoore County, 940 acres of diversified cropland in Stetsman County, 480 acres of notable cropland in Botno, 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in Morton in Oliver Counties, and 850 acres of crop and exceptional hunting land in Stark County, North Dakota, and 173 acres of excellent cropland in Norman County, Minnesota. View all of these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Opinion host on CNN, Chris Cuomo, was suspended by the network for helping his then-governor brother dig up dirt on Andrew Cuomo's female accusers of sexual misconduct.
I understand why that was a problem for CNN. It will not happen again. It was a mistake.
Over the weekend, CNN fired Chris Cuomo for the same alleged misconduct of his own after an unidentified woman made a complaint against Chris. Pope Francis criticized European countries' response to migrants and asylum seekers during his visit to a refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos Sunday. Human lives, real people are at stake. Let us stop this shipwreck of civilization. End quote. Severe weather will be pelting some residents across the southern United States Monday. AccuWeather forecasters say the threat of severe weather is more reminiscent of springtime than early December and will return to portions of the country, including East Texas through western Tennessee. USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Before the top of the hour, call us 258-0550, 258-0550. To email us, I'll take your email, scotth@flagfamily.com, scotth@flagfamily.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com if you want to email the longest URL in the history of radio, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's why I often give out the scotth@flagfamily.com. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. I will leave the airwaves in about 27 minutes and be back Monday, as I'll be leading, along with my lovely wife Maria, the listener trip to New York City. We leave early, early, early tomorrow morning, as in early. In fact, you know how they tell you to be at the airport like 2 hours before?
Oh, yeah.
That's like 3-something in the morning.
People are showing up this afternoon.
I don't even think the airports are open at 3-something in the morning. So they don't even subscribe to that. But anyway, it's early. We're in early flights out of Bismarck and Fargo tomorrow. And you want to watch for us on Fox and Friends to see if we
push
the envelope or not.
I will.
Janice Dean. We'll have the exact time here sometime later today. So we'll make sure you guys know about it, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Let's get to the phones here. Clint in Bismarck. So anyway, last chance to weigh in with yours truly for a whole week here. Let's get to it.
Well, we all know your warm, fuzzy feelings towards Kevin Cramer, so I have news for the last caller. Don't hold your breath. Kevin Cramer caught the swamp flu, and he can't help it. I was on with him the day after Thanksgiving, and he turned the table on me. I was giving him alternatives to use already in-system tax mandates to charge coal-fired cars taxes, turned it around on me, accused me of wanting to mandate a new tax, which is what he has proposed and voted for, and then accused me of being from the other side. So my question for Kevin Cramer, as we're looking forward, since we know he's not a Republican, I'm right of the Republican Party, so he must be left of the Republican Party, I'm guessing, because he said I'm from the other side.
Yeah, it sounds like you're out on a playground somewhere, Clint, with this diet. Kevin Cramer's on regularly on this program. Call in. Have a conversation. The idea that Kevin Cramer's not a Republican is probably the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. And I think it is counterproductive to say Republicans that I disagree with about this one thing here or that one thing there, therefore are no longer Republicans, is going to guarantee less Republicans are going to be serving you in the United States Congress. So maybe try a different approach. But rather than coming on today and picking out some obscure difference of opinion that you have, just call Kevin next time he's on the program. Bruce, in New Leipzig, North Dakota.
Hello,
what's
morning.
On your mind today? How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm the guy that used to run all the stuff out of Leith. But I've really taken an issue with this guy that said he would leave the country if women were put into the selective service system. I mean, I served 30 years in the Navy. My wife served in the Navy. My grandmother served in the Army, and I'm fifth-generation Navy. And the thing of it is, in Israel, he doesn't know what he's talking about, because in Israel, they draft the women. They have to serve 2 years and 4 months. Every woman in Israel, and I've worked with the IDF over there in Israel back in the 60s, and I know these women are just, they scare the heck out of me. But
why do they scare you? Why do they scare you, Bruce? They're tough or what?
They don't take any crap from anybody.
And, there you go.
The biggest issue I have is because of the 13 young Marines and sailor and soldier that we lost in Afghanistan during the debacle. One of them I knew since she was a little kid. And the other issue is there were 18 wounded, and most of them were female. And one of them I'm working with right now, she's up in rehab in Chicago. She's paralyzed from the waist down. So I put a lot of stuff on my website about her and about the 13 and created a lot of videos. And I think 12 videos in the last 60 days. Since all of that happened over there, have been looked at by people from all over the world more than 9 million times. Now, I'm not trying to brag. I'm just trying to help these kids out and their families. So, really, the guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
All right, Bruce. Yeah, and, by the way, the Selective Service is basically for a draft, should we need a draft. You know one of the most amazing things
right.
is? We don't need a draft. We have people that every day say, send me. We have the recruitment needs of the armed forces of the United States of America met from people who volunteer. They aren't selected. They aren't drafted. They say, I will put my life at risk to defend the greatest country in the face of the earth. There's where we ought to put our focus.
I know.
Pretty amazing.
Well, all of these young kids, and I've talked with a few of
men and members, women, by the way, men and women that are doing this, to your point.
Well, yeah. Well, sure. And if people want to know about how these women serve, I'm not going to brag. If I can, I'll put my website address to you, AmericaAllOverAgain.com, and go there and see the comments that people make from all over the world. It's unbelievable how people are supporting our military. And even a Customs and Border Protection officer in Netherlands, he's irritated, and he wrote me. And that's on my website, his email and his comments. I mean, when people make, you know, thousands and thousands of comments, and, you know, they look at this over 9 million times, it'll give you the perspective that women and men can serve. I mean, my wife served for 4 years. It's just unbelievable this guy would think like that.
Well, I think, I don't know, I don't know that I got, I didn't get the impression from him that he was denigrating women who serve. I think he was saying, why are we adding women to the Selective Service, is what I took from it. But, I didn't take him, he's more talking about the coercion of the Selective Service,
right.
including women, not necessarily, and I didn't detect one bit of disdain for women serving, Bruce, but I take your point. And kudos to you for having that website. That's great. Ed and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Okay. My comments were on people who don't know how to drive on the freeway, but that's the second place to meet in the military. I definitely believe that we should have women in the military. They can serve right alongside. And I think having been married for 53 years, you get a woman mad, and she could be a lot worse than any guy. So bring it on.
Bring it on. Again, I think this is sort of going down a path different from what the original caller had to say.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it was just a question of whether the National Defense Authorization Act should change the requirements of Selective Service to say women, in addition to young men, should register. That change, not denigrating in any way women serving. So, what else is on your mind today, Ed?
Well, I've gone to freeway quite a bit, and it's amazing how many people decide that they got to change lanes to go around you a half mile behind you, and as soon as they get in front of you, like within 200 feet, they're pulling back in your lane. Well, if you're doing 70, you should have 7 seconds between you and the car in front of you. And if you go over, like literally a second and a half in front of you, gives you no room to do any maneuvering at that speed. And especially when it's been raining or snowing, they'll pull back in your lane and you can't see anything. So slow drivers and people that can't maintain on the freeway.
Good advice, Ed. Thank you for that. And we've heard from the Highway Patrol today, there's a lot of scattered icy spots. So no cruise control, no speeding today, for sure. Appreciate that. Just slow down. Jim Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'm thinking that you're carrying those rhinos water too much. You let them get their talking points in, and they just filibuster you. And you really don't press them on the issues. And I'm just kind of, I believe in that other caller. You know, when they want to get reelected, pro-life, pro-gun, and then as soon as they get reelected, there's arm in arm with the Democrats when it comes to voting. And they never really, okay, enough. Come on, man. Put their feet to the fire and quit carrying their water.
Well, first of all, if you don't like the questions that I'm asking or the issues that I'm highlighting, that's the beauty of being able to take regular calls for these folks, emails for these folks. So you can't find anywhere in America a congressional delegation more accessible to the people who literally take calls from people on this program. So I would reject the idea that they are not held to account for particular votes. I also think it's very important not to single out a vote to say this vote on this one issue makes that person, therefore everything else, bad. That's, to me, not a wise approach.
Well, their vote on that first $1 trillion bill just opened the door. For this next one that can just be without any of their votes will be cast. And if it's ran through, they'll just sit back and say, well, I didn't vote for that. But you open the door for it by voting for the first one.
That's
the thing that really gets me upset.
Yeah, you're not alone there, Jim. People are upset about that. By the way, Kelly Armstrong voted against it. Senators Hoeven and Kramer voted for it. Senator Hoeven and Kramer have talked about the infrastructure value to North Dakota in that package as a reason for voting for it. They also have said that, and the jury's out on this, because we won't know what the vote is on the Build Back Better plan, but ultimately the strategery that was in that vote was to say, let's give Democrats something to point to for infrastructure so they can vote against Build Back Broke. I've said all along, I'm going to reserve judgment on the first one until we see if we kill the second one, and it's important we do so. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate your call. Last segment next. Lots of text to get through. Your call's welcome, too, on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And
and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. I don't know if you've peeked out your window in the last couple of days or so, but winter seems to actually be the real thing now. Great selection of local trades on the Strip in Mandan and Schwann Buick GMC, especially SUVs and pickups and balls come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Also save thousands in interest and some of the lowest finance rates available. Payments to fit every budget, giving you the most money for your trade-in, too. Check it out. Your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Texter says, Scott, good luck to you and your travelers. Safe travels. By the way, we call it Build Back Bamboozle. I like that. I like that. Very good. That's beautiful. We're looking forward to the trip. We'll be in New York City tomorrow and through Saturday. Come back late Saturday. So leave early tomorrow and back Saturday. Fun group there. Be on Fox and Friends Thursday morning. Don't know exactly what time yet, but doing the weather with Janice Dean. Most likely with Bill, with Let's Go Brandon t-shirts on. Maybe we should get Build Back Bamboozle t-shirts next. I don't know. I like that.
Build Back Broke, as Kennedy calls it?
Yeah. Texas says, ask doctors how the diagnosis of Omicron is done within 2 days of the South African announcement. All right. There you go. Good question. Texter says, it sounds like the people of North Dakota are the so-called far right. Our representatives are more left than we've become. God bless our conservative state. I pray they jump on the people's boat. Texter says, how about a program on co-parenting? Not full custody, how one spouse is taken advantage of. Texter says, if Fox News doesn't let your group on wearing the Let's Go brand t-shirt, shame on them. Wear the shirts.
All right, there it is.
Texter says, I've served, and I feel I'm owed no honors for doing so. However, emotions rise high in my throat and squeeze water out of my eyeballs when I read about people like Bob Dole. He's a great American and the epitome of someone with a servant's heart. Pretty amazing. It really is. What a great story Bob Dole was. 1996, remember the Republican nomination up against Bill Clinton? The economy soaring. Jack Kemp was his running mate. Don't remember that?
I do. Mitt Romney? No. Who was it?
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole. That's right.
Exactly right.
Did he run 92, too? Or did he get the nomination in 96?
96. 92,
well, 92 was taking over for senior. Yeah, that's right.
Bush 41.
Bush 41, yeah.
Texter says, Dave Anthony from Fox News reads a story at the top of the hour. All people traveling into the United States have to have proof of a negative COVID test. I'm heading down to the border with my clipboard and legal pad to check off the illegals when they show test results to me. Nice knowing y'all.
Good luck with that.
That's how that text ends. Yeah. Where is that at, by the way? Because we know the Biden administration was actually thinking about. This is in the Washington Post, so it must be true. They've got all Biden news, right? Thinking about contemplating a new protocol where if you left the United States and came back in, vaccinated or not vaccinated, you'd quarantine for 7 days.
Okay.
And all kinds of new testing. So I don't know what Dave Anthony had to say there, but some of these things have been on the table for a while. Texter says, can you have a conversation on your show with Kerry Lake, who's running for the governor of Arizona? Is that something you'd like us to do? Visit with these other candidates around the country in different races? All right. Texter says, Scott, you guys are my strength for optimism for the future, says Chad. Well, we take that responsibility seriously. We want to be your strength. We want to be optimistic about the future and try and find those hills we can die on that do make a difference for the future. One of the reasons we're asking the questions we're asking today. So appreciate that very much. Texter says, does everyone on your New York Christmas trip need to be vaccinated? Instead of a religious exemption, how about an American exemption? I don't want to get the jab because I'm a free American. And to answer your question, in New York, you cannot go to a Broadway show, a restaurant, or a hotel without showing proof of vaccination. And actually, they, in New York, it's a little different than San Francisco, because I was in San Francisco not long ago, and people just whip out their vax card, show it, and
yeah.
Clearly the people looking at these, don't even...
They could care less.
Right. It just it gets you through checking when they're checking a box.
Yep.
In New York, I guess they ask for the ID and they compare it to the name on the vax card. So they go another step forward.
So there is an actual process.
A little more of a process.
What are you going to do there?
Welcome to New York City.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So, but anyway, it's one of the reasons we didn't have as robust of... group with us this year because people just are not for it. I know people in the vaccinated that I just don't like the idea of going somewhere where it's some, you know, Gestapo-like request.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's the beauty of the people of the Northern Plains. They're a hearty bunch, and we love every single one of them. How about that? All right. New York City or bust for yours truly. Back on Saturday and back at it Monday. You'll be in the most capable hands of lots of great guest hosts here on What's In Your Mind, including Todd the Radio God and Kevin Flynn. See you, folks. God bless.
Do you think President Trump should run again in 2024? Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll asking Americans like you if they back Trump or want Ron DeSantis, Ted Cruz, or someone else. To vote, just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. Newsmax wants to know your opinion. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time for great shows with Sean Spicer, Lindsay Keith, Grant Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, and more. I watch Newsmax all the time, and it's great. Available on RTC, Dactel, North Dakota Telephone Company, Northwest Communications Cooperative, Consolidated Cable Vision, DirecTV, Dish, and Fubo. And if you have a Samsung, Amazon Fire, Roku, Zumo, or Pluto, find Newsmax there for free. Vote now in Newsmax poll on Trump for 2024. Text ZONE to 39747. That's 39747. Vote today and watch Newsmax TV. You'll love it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.